let's talk about big data. Big data refers to the vast and complex data states that traditional data processing software cannot manage and process efficiently. The data size is huge, more than 5 TB, is called big data. The concept of big data encompasses various techniques, tools, and technology to store, process, and analyze the large volumes of data to extract valuable insights. So when we talk about big data is large amount or large volume of data which is used for driving the processes, inferring the analytics, inferences, and then those inferences are help us in taking certain decisions or improving the processes. Now, the healthcare industry generates massive amounts of data every day. So every day a patient enters the hospital, the data is generated from starting from the registration of the patient till the patient leaves the hospital, that is a discharge of the patient. So the data of patient's registration, patient's location, patient's procedure, patient's comorbidities, everything is created and generated in the healthcare system. Only I'm talking about hospital here, and if you see overall healthcare, the data is massive. There is massive amount of data every day. So big data in healthcare involves a variety of components that work together to improve patient care, streamline operations, clinical decisions, and disease surveillance and population health management and advanced medical research. Now, understanding it further, as I told you, the big data involves large number of data which is collected from the moment the patient enters the hospital. We basically collect the data of patient's name, age, location, gender, then patient's comorbidities, patient's disease, further, the medications his patient is using, and any surgical procedures he has underwent, what was the outcome of the surgical procedures at that particular year. So let us talk about a patient who underwent a transplant surgery. Let's take an example of a transplant surgery. We do survey every year about how the patient is clinically doing, what are the clinical outcomes of that particular, surgery or a transplant surgery, and later that is converted into a research where we understand that what is the life expectancy in this process. So this is how big data works. So when I talk about transplant surgeries, they are not only limited to a particular hospital, but global data is collected and then it is analyzed and inference are drawn, which help us improve the process, improve, understand the complications, and then work on the complications. Understand the complications and then work on the complication. So now let's move ahead and understand the big data in healthcare. What are the key components? Now, how we collect a big data in healthcare? So electronic health records or EHR. This is patient's medical history in digital format. So when I say patient's medical history, like I have given you an example of a patient entering the hospital, the moment he gets registered, we create his medical history, which is stored through electronic health records. So whether the patient is registered from the online media or he directly walks into the hospital, we collect the medical history of the patient, which is stored in electronic health records. Electronic medical records. When I talk about electronic medical records, they're similar to electronic health records, but are used in a single practice hospital. So electronic medical records talk about diagnostic reports and the blood reports, laboratory reports, and the surgical reports. So the data is used in a single practice hospital, whereas electronic health record is used in the multiple practice hospitals. So then let's go ahead and understand personal health records. So personal health records are the records generated through wearable devices, healthcare apps, which continuously monitoring. Let's take example of Google Fit. It monitors how many distance we have walked in a day. It basically stores a heart rate. It stores the number of distance we have walked. It gives us the calories we have burnt. So it is the personal health record which is stored in that personal wearable devices. Moving ahead, we have other wearable devices. We spoke about fitness watches, smart watches that collect the data on physical activity, sleep patterns, and many, many more. So there are multiple wearable devices nowadays which we can wear, and then that devices monitor us throughout the day. And the data is stored in those wearable devices. And let's go ahead and understand medical imaging. So there are data from X-rays, MRI, CT scan, and other imaging technologies. We also understand in the previous chapter, we spoke about e-radiology or digital radiology, how the image captured in one hospital is transferred to a doctor sitting in any other location who can report this particular X-ray report or the radiology report. So let's talk about medical imaging now. Medical imaging involves the data collected from X-rays, MRI, CT scan, and all kind of radiological investigation. This data helps us interpret the reports, and it is stored in the devices which is further used for research and analytics. We also spoke about e-radiology and teleradiology, where a person who has undergone a scan in an X hospital can share those images sitting in some to a doctor in some XYZ location, and from that location that doctor can view the report, interpret the report, and provide the opinion. So the globally it has brought us near to all the different specialties or the different doctors of high specialties or specifications. So now, genomics data, information from genetic testing and research, including gene expression data and genotyping. Yes, genotyping data can help us understand expected genetic diseases, what we can come across in the next few years. So this data is collected, analyzed, research is done, and eventually inferred, and it makes us understand how we can go ahead with our lifestyle changes or modify our eating habits so that we are away from the disease, or we prevent ourselves from the disease. So it helps the genotyping data. Genomics is a huge science in itself, and it helps disease prevention. It helps in medication, creating new drugs. Research is ongoing on those data, and it helps us in preventive action for upcoming diseases. Internet of medical things, connected device and sensors that collect and transmit health related data. Now let's take an example of an ECG machine. The ECG machine, a primary health care center in some rural area in India, may not have a cardiologist at its discreet, but a ECG machine in that particular setup can send the ECG to the doctor sitting in a city like Mumbai, who can interpret and intervene and provide treatment to the patient. Tele-ICU or ECG sensor machines are one of the examples where the monitors and the machines are connected to the patient in some rural area. The data is transmitted, the doctors work on the data, and then the patient is treated accordingly. Social media. So now let us wonder what social media is doing here. Yes, it is a means to collect lot of data. Okay, it gives us insights from the patient discussion and interactions on social media platforms. So if a particular person on social media has a question about some disease and he mentions it, there are a lot of ads patients see, that person starts seeing on his social media account. Yes, that's the strength of big data analytics, and it helps us in marketing for a particular group of patients, the particular disease prevention packages or the services the hospital provides. Clinical decision support system, the evidence-based recommendation from analysis of data from various sources. Yes. As I gave you multiple examples where a clinical decision, it helps in clinical support decisions. Tele-ICU is one of the examples of it, where the patient in some rural area can get a second opinion from the doctor in a urban area or a metro city. The evidence-based recommendations from analysis of data from various sources helps us taking a clinical decision. Clinical trials, data from research, studies, testing, new treatments and interventions. Clinical trials collect massive data, and that data is collated and helps us, you know, in new treatments, new clinical interventions, in creating, building new medical devices, and also lot of research analysis, it helps us. Administrative database, so records from healthcare administration, billing, insurance claims are all collected in hospital systems and then later used for improving the processes in the hospital. Now let's move ahead and understand characteristics of big data. Now let's talk about the 7 V's of big data, or the characteristics of big data, that include volume, velocity, variety, variability, veracity, visualization and value. So now let's start with volume. Volume defines how much data we have. What we used to measure in gigabytes is now measured in zettabytes or even yottabytes. The Internet of Things or IoT creates exponential data growth in data. The projections show the volume of data changing significantly in the coming years. Velocity represents the speed at which data is processed and becomes accessible. Today, if the delivery is not real time, it is usually not fast enough. So we all know that how important it is to, you know, things to be delivered in real time, and that is how we want the data to look at. Variety. Variety describes one of the biggest challenges of big data. The insights may come without structure. The total asset may include many data types, from XML to video to SMS. Organizing the data in meaningful way is no simple task when data itself changes rapidly. So variety of data is one of the important characteristics of big data. Variability is again a different from variety. A coffee shop may offer 6 different blends of coffee, but if you get the same blend every day, it tastes different every day. That is variability. The same is true with data. If meaning constantly changes, it can significantly impact your data homogenization. Veracity. Veracity ensures the data is accurate, which requires process to keep the insufficient data from accumulating in your systems. The simplest example is when you enter your marketing automation system with false names and inaccurate contact information. How many times have you seen some weird data in your database? It is a classic example of garbage in, garbage out challenge. Sixth is visualization. Visualization is very critical in today's day. Using the charts and graphs to visualize large amount of complex data is much more effective in conveying meanings than spreadsheets and reports chock full of numbers and formulas. And the last, let's talk about the value. Value, after addressing all the 6 things, that is volume, velocity, variety, variability, veracity, and visualization, which takes a lot of time, effort, and resources, you want to be sure your organization is getting value from the data. So now that we have spoken about the volume, velocity, variety, variability, veracity, and visualization, the last thing comes is value. Value which does not take a lot of time, effort, and resources. So we want to be sure that the data, what is coming to us, has the value and which benefits the organization. So it is one of the important characteristics of big data. Cloud computing. Cloud computing is the delivery of computing resources over the internet. It is called cloud because the resources are located in the third-party data centers around the world. Let's take example of Amazon Web Services, which stores and processes huge data sets around the globe. So cloud computing involves delivering various services over the internet, including the storage, processing power, databases, networking, software, and analytics. These services are provided by call-out service providers like we spoke about, Amazon Web Services, AWS, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud Platform, and many more. So cloud computing can be defined as the model for enabling ubiquitous, convenient, on-demand network access to the shared pool of configurable computing resources such as network servers, storage, applications, and services that can be rapidly provisioned and released with minimal management effort or service provider interaction. Cloud computing, the key characteristics are on-demand self-service, broad network access, resource pooling, rapid elasticity, and major services. So now let's understand in detail each characteristics of cloud computing. Let's start with on-demand self-service. The users can provision resources like server time and network storage as needed, automatically without human intervention from the service provider. Broad network access. Services are available over the network and accessed through standard mechanisms, promoting use by various client platforms like mobile phones and laptops. Resource pooling. Cloud providers use multi-tenant models to serve multiple customers with the pooled computing resources, dynamically assigning and reassigning resources according to the demand. The rapid elasticity, the capabilities can be quickly scaled up or down, commensurate with the demand, providing an impression of infinite resources to the users. Major service, cloud systems automatically control and optimize resource use by leveraging a metering major service. Cloud systems automatically control and optimize resource use by leveraging a metering capability, monitoring and reporting resource usage. So all of us, you know, can see a data usage in a day. That is kind of major service provided to us. Cloud computing, the service model, infrastructure as a service, that is IaaS. Platform as a service, that is PaaS, and software as a service, that is SaaS. So these are the three service models which are used in cloud computing. Now, infrastructure as a service, the service provider provides virtualized physical resources like computing power, storage, and networking. The cloud infrastructure is managed and controlled by the provider. The consumer has a control over the software's environment, and sometimes including network components like Amazon Web Services. So here, the provider network provides us the infrastructure as a service. So they provide us storage and computing power and network. The cloud infrastructure is managed by the provider. The consumer has only control of the software environment. And one of the time it is network, but most of the time it was only the software environment. And that, you know, there can be multiple consumers in a one infrastructure service required. It can be a shared network, a shared service. Platform as a service. Service that provides platform, allowing customers to develop, run, and manage applications without the complexity of building and maintaining underlying infrastructure, like Google App application. Google App Engine or Google Applications. So, these are platform-based services. Platform is provided to the customers. They can develop their own software. They can run and manage their own software and applications. So let's take an example of a healthcare, app of a particular hospital. Now, the app is created by the hospital. It is managed by the hospital. The data is also managed by the hospital. So only it provides us a platform to provide that service. So once you develop an application, it is shared in the Google Application Center. They verify the documents, they verify your application, and then everyone, or it is accessible to any of your patients or the team. So when you create an app, then it is accessible to all the people on the Google platform. So Google Apps Play Store, it is available there. So here, the Google applications or the Google company provides us the platform to provide our services or to, provide our applications. Next is software as a service. So the cloud provider manages, controls a cloud infrastructure and also runs application on it. The consumer can use his application by means of a client interface and has limited access to some of their configuration settings. Like Microsoft Office, they have created their infrastructure that their infrastructure is available on cloud. But if you want to access it, there is a limited access for the free, limited free access. But if you want more features to be incorporated, it is a paid access. And then you have to buy a license from Microsoft Office for that. So the application is managed, controlled by a software, a cloud provider manages it, controls the infrastructure and also runs application on it. So the consumer can purchase the license and then use it. So he has, the consumer has a limited access to its configuration settings. Now let's talk about types of cloud deployment models. Public cloud, private cloud, hybrid cloud. So when I talk about public cloud, the services are delivered over public internet and shared across multiple organizations, example Google Cloud. When I talk about private cloud, services are maintained on private network and used by a single organization. So example, then internal data centers. So every organization, a bigger organization, has their own internal data center, which monitors that data or which, you know, interprets their data and has control over their own data. Hybrid cloud combines the public and the private clouds, allowing data and application to be shared between them. Offers great flexibility and deployment options. It consists of several clouds of above types linked using standardized or proprietary technology. And in healthcare, deployment model is the chosen one on the type of application. Private or hybrid clouds are usually used for clinical applications such as electronic health records and physician order entry systems, because the criticality of privacy, security and availability, while public clouds may be used for non-clinical applications. So understanding the confidentiality involved in healthcare, the confidentiality about the patient's health, his clinical status, you know, the cloud is chosen accordingly. So a private cloud is chosen when it comes to the patient's data. When it is about non-clinical applications like a billing or, operational management, waiting list management, the data, the cloud which is used is public cloud. So it is a balance as per requirement in a healthcare system. So big data analytics for healthcare can be defined as use of data, IT, statistical analysis, quantitative methods, and mathematical models to help healthcare providers gain improved insight about the patient and make better fact-based decisions with the aim to improve patient safety and clinical outcomes, while also promoting wellness and disease management. We have seen all these examples in our previous few slides, where we have understood how data can help us prevent a disease, how data can help us, you know, avoid the pandemics or epidemics, how data can help us in research of new medications and development of new biomedical equipments and much more. So big data plays an important role in healthcare. It helps us in lot of places where we can improve the clinical outcome, we can improve the patient safety. Now the big data analytics can be characterized in four types: descriptive analytics, diagnostic analytics, predictive analytics, and prescriptive analytics. The four primary types of big data analytics are descriptive analytics, diagnostic analytics, predictive analytics, and prescriptive analytics. So now let's understand descriptive analytics. This type focuses on summarizing past data to understand what happened by presenting insights through reports and visualization, like the sales trends or the customer patients demographics. Next is the diagnostic analytics. It delves deeper into descriptive data to understand why something happened by identifying the pattern, root causes, and correlation with the data. Next is the predictive analytics, which uses historical data and statistical models. This type aims to predict what might happen in future. So, but as the name suggests, predictive analytics, it predicts what might happen in the future by identifying the potential trends and outcomes. And the last is the prescriptive analytics. So this goes beyond prediction. This type suggests what actions are to be taken based on the analysis to optimize outcomes and make proactive decisions. So now that we have understood types of big data analytics, let's move ahead and understand the importance of cloud computing in big data analytics. Big data and big data analytics require large scale of storage and complex processing. Yes, the data size is huge, more than 5 TB. That's a huge data. So it requires large scale of storage and complex processing. Cloud computing architecture supports huge storage capacity. So we spoke how cloud computing characteristics are and the types are and how it supports the huge storage capacity and extremely fast computing power. So the cloud computing supports huge storage capacity and extremely fast computing power. Thus, is the most appropriate architecture for large storage and complex processing. Cloud computing provides scalable and flexible infrastructure that is capable of managing high volumes of data, velocity, and variety of big data. So basically, it takes care of all the characteristics of the big data. The cloud's capabilities make it easier to store, process, and analyze large data sets. Other advantages of cloud computing include the flexibility, security, parallel processing, scalability, and resource virtualization. The cloud computing can reduce the cost of automation, informatization, and infrastructure maintenance, while also improving the operational efficiency and the user access. Cloud computing and the big data integration. The cloud computing and the big data integration refers to the process of combining large volumes of data, that is big data, from various sources with the scalable computing power of cloud platforms, allowing for efficient storage, processing, analyzing of this data, enabling businesses to gain valuable insights and make informed decisions quickly. So now let's go ahead and understand key aspects of cloud computing and big data integration. Scalability and flexibility. The cloud computing offers scalable resources, allowing organizations to handle the growing volume of data with no infrastructure limitations. Because the data stored in the cloud systems, there is no infrastructure limitations. Cloud has a capacity to store enormous data. The volume of the data doesn't matter when it comes to a cloud computing. Cost efficiency. Avoid the upfront cost of purchasing and maintaining physical hardware. The maintenance of the physical hardware, the cost of the physical hardware is really very high as compared to the cloud computing system, which provides the similar services and also helps us keeping it cost efficient. Accessibility and collaboration. Cloud computing allows access to big data tools and platforms from wherever you are, facilitating the collaboration among the teams distributed globally. So, as we took an example of tele-ICU or tele-radiology, where their data can be shared through cloud system and which the team can work collaboratively towards it. Advanced analytics. Cloud provides powerful computing resources to run complex big data analytics and machine learning algorithms. For example, analysis of large sets of patient data in the cloud to identify the patterns and improve treatment plans through predictive analysis. Data storage and management. Cloud platform offers robust data storage solutions, including the lakes and the warehouses to store vast amounts of structured and unstructured data. It allows the movement of electronic health record, genomic and radiological data through the big data set, which helps us in further analysis of the data. So now let's move ahead with the real life examples of cloud computing for big data. So let's take the first example of Rush University Medical Center uses Amazon Web Services to run critical applications, analyze unstructured data, and extract important information from physicians and labs notes to provide real-time clinical data and improving patient care. Center Corporation and Allscripts use cloud-based electronic health record system to store and manage patients' records securely. This facilitates access to patient records anytime, anywhere, enhancing the ability to provide timely and accurate care. Then comes telehealth services. We have spoken enough about telehealth services. Many healthcare organizations are using this cloud platform to provide telehealth services. And as we know, COVID-19 pandemic, multiple hospitals adopted the system and started the telehealth solutions for the patients where healthcare was inaccessible, not accessible to all due to the pandemic restrictions. Remote patient monitoring, we spoke about tele-ICU, how cloud computing platforms used to collect and analyze data from wearable devices and remote monitoring equipment, allowing care providers to monitor the patient's health in real-time basis and intervene when necessary. So let's take an example of e-ambulance, where the patient once leaves the hospital is monitored throughout by the doctor sitting in a hospital for his health, and clinical interventions are done in the ambulance itself. So this is an example of remote patient monitoring. And last, population health management. Population health management, so organization like Kaiser Permanente use cloud-based analytics to manage population health. By analyzing the large data set, they can identify trends and implement preventive measures. We took an example of the malaria pandemic in a particular location, how the data can be analyzed and we can identify a trends and preventive measures can be taken in that particular location so that we can avoid the spread of the disease. Now, what are the challenges? Now that we have spoken enough about big data, machine learning, robotic science, now let's understand what are the challenges in healthcare for big data. And the foremost and the most important challenge here is data privacy and security. Yes, there's a lot of data which is stored, which is a sensitive data, and confidentiality is one of the main challenges in healthcare. The data integration, combining data from different sources and formats, it is one of the challenges. But yes, if you overcome that, the data what is received can be used for analysis and better outcomes. Scalability, managing and processing data as it grows in volume and complexity is one of the challenges in healthcare. Data quality, ensuring accuracy and completeness and consistency of data. Yes, that is again a biggest challenge because the quality of data is very important. We understand sometimes the patient's relative are so exhausted that they do not want to fill the form completely, the online form, and they just sometimes add a dot or a dash or keep the keep that particular column empty. So the data, the completeness of data is not there, accuracy is not there. Sometimes they do not enter the accurate data or accurate age, where then the data quality matters, or quality gets affected. Interpretation and correlation. The increase in the amount of data and the speed with which it is generated has several negative implications, such as possibility to incorrectly discover patterns because large number of emerging connections, possibility of producing significant effect by using increased amount of data, and over reliance on correlation due to lack of causality. So when we are talking about big data challenges healthcare, how can a data expertise and infrastructure be behind? Expertise is required to harmonize the data, relying on the different content in different organizations, and to build data warehouse for the analytics usage. Many healthcare organizations lack such expertise. There are very less data experts. Understanding of the advantages of big data, funding necessary to develop expertise in innovative data management solutions, and the timelines. Timelines are the essence in obtaining data for clinical decisions. However, attention to the data and to the queries are very important in order to ensure the time constraints are respected while still getting accurate answers. And the IT leadership. To take most of the big data, the IT leadership should support medical experts in sharing findings and acting on them to improve patient care. Medical experts should exchange their knowledge from different clinical clouds. Thank you.